1380 WPHM.
All right, it is 11 minutes after 9 o'clock here on this Thursday morning. We are broadcasting today from the newly renovated McDonald's on Wadhams Road, just off I-69. Really neat inside if you haven't been here yet to check it out. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. Our next guest has writing credits, not just writing credits, but he was an executive producer on How I Met Your Mother. He also wrote for The Late Show with David Letterman. He's written pieces for Grown Ups in The New Yorker, Esquire, ESPN, The New York Times, Wall Street Journal, etc., and now has written a children's book called I'm Just No Good at Rhyming. And joining us right now is Chris Harris. Chris, good morning.
Letting me come and babble on your show for a little bit.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. So what was your motivation to write a kid's book?
Well, you know, like you said, I've been in TV for close to 20 years now, and there's never been any shortage of executives telling me that some of my writing was immature, but it was really having kids of my own. There's something about having a kids and seeing what they're going through and wanting to connect with them. They were really serious babies. They're great now. They're 10 and 11 now. But when they were younger, they were. It's like they came out of this world skeptical, which I guess I can't blame them. I wanted to write something for them to make them laugh and show the crazy way that I see the world sometimes and share that with them.
Well, your kids are probably your biggest critics. What do they think of the book?
I think they reluctantly love it. I can tell they say it's okay to me, but I see them showing the book to their friends and that's the best. I love it.
You've got great illustrations in this book as well. Tell us a little bit about the illustrations.
Oh yeah, Lane Smith. I can't draw at all. When I draw a picture, the arms are still coming out of the person's head. It's like
I do that too.
But so the publisher hooked me up with Lane Smith, who has written so many books and so many famous illustrated so many famous kids books. So we got very lucky with him. My favorite part of the whole process, about 3 weeks into working with him, I said, "Hey, what if we pretend that the writer and the illustrator don't like each other?" And he jumped right on that. It's almost like yeah, sure, Chris, let's pretend that I don't like you. And that became a giant rivalry throughout the book, which we had a lot of fun with.
Yeah, it's like performance art on the printed page.
Yeah, from the dedication page on, the dedication page goes nuts. You know, I dedicate the book to my my lovely wife and wonderful children, and then he dedicates the book also to my lovely wife and wonderful children, and that gets things off on the wrong foot. And before you know it, he's criticizing some of the poems, and finally, I end up with a poem that says, with the title of which is "I Don't Like My Illustrator," and he draws on the opposite page. I wonder what he's going to draw, and of course, it's the most unflattering picture you've ever seen of me, unless you see my publicity photo.
What makes it fun is that, you know, kids, obviously, especially kids with a little bit of a cynical bent, are going to really enjoy this, but so will their parents.
I hope so. You know, I just said I wrote it for my kids, but I also wrote it because these are the things that make me laugh, you know, and that's the best we can do for kids is like, here, let me share something that makes me laugh. And I can, you know, there are those movies that you can't wait for your kid to get a certain age before you share it with them. And like, for example, some of the Monty Python things. Oh, I can't wait till you're old enough for that. And because that's where my sense of humor comes from. And this was a way of me, you know, sharing some things with them before they got too old, doing it on their level.
Comparisons have been drawn between this book and, you know, the likes of Shel Silverstein, Dr. Seuss. Are those the kind of books that you were reading as a kid?
Absolutely. I mean, and Shel Silverstein, you know, there's I feel like he's on a level on his own. I grew up with his books. You know, I have a little bit more hair than him. Other than that, I can't pretend to you know, be even close. But I love the comparison. Those were the things that made my eyes open and got me excited. And those were the books that made me think, wow, I didn't even know you could do something like that. I wonder what else I can do. And so I'm, you know, I love that children now are, I love that adults are saying, comparing me to that. But I also love that kids are coming up to me and saying, look what I did based on this poem of yours in the book and showing me stuff. That's just amazing to me that next generation is reading my book and doing stuff with it.
How long did it take you, Elaine, to put this book together?
It took a long time. I'd love to say that I just wrote it in a night. it took years, you know, I even not even knowing if it would be published at first, and that's why I spent a really long time on it. I really want to impress my kids, I guess. But this is the product of years, and also because of that, it's a pretty wide age range. You know, some of the poems that we first wrote are great for parents to read to kids. Other ones, I think, you know, even my sixth grade daughter is still just reading something for the third time and saying, "Oh my gosh, now I understand." And I love that. The books I grew up with are the ones that I kept coming back to over the years. So I hope with I'm Just No Good at Rhyming, it can be something similar.
Do you want to do more kids' books?
Oh, I would love to. It's such a positive industry. You know, unlike TV, you know, we have notes and more notes and more notes there are, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people involved in any process. The thing that struck me about the book world and the children's book world, especially, everyone's there for the love of it, and the positivity has just blown me away. It's a little scary to me because I'm used to, you know, they keep us TV writers hidden in a dark cave, but here what I write is actually what people see, and you know it's my name that's on the cover of the book, and that's new to me, and it's thrilling. It's a little scary, you know. If people don't like it, then I can't blame the sound guy. You know, I would love to keep going with kids' books because what could be better than that?
Can't wait for the next one. This one is called I'm Just No Good at Rhyming. By the way, the subtitle, And Other Nonsense for Mischievous Kids and Immature Grown-Ups. Chris, nice talking to you. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. I really appreciate it.